This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details, Joe.
Sounds good, Woody, and it's always great having Nick with us to talk a little bit about the NBA. Nick, it's been a while. How you doing, man?
Joe, it is so good to hear your voice, man. I'm doing great, and it's good to be back.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know there's been a lot of bashing of the NBA from the playoff game to the three-point shot, too many three-point shots now, and Draymond's ripping it, and others are ripping it. TNT guys didn't do the All-Star game any favors complaining about the whole thing. What's the best format before we get to the game of the NBA, in your opinion, for the All-Star weekend? What's the best way to do it?
Joe, I have wondered about this question way too long for me to actually admit because I sit there like everybody else and I'm watching and I'm going, man, this is terrible. And this goes back years. This wasn't just Sunday night. I mean, I've been going to those weekends for years covering the league. The last really good game I remember was in Orlando in 2012. I know that game in Chicago in 2020. The ending was really solid. But most of those games are just bad. You cannot get the players to care. And that's why I don't know what the answer is. You talk to people around the league, it doesn't seem like anybody has a clear answer. I can tell you that Sunday, what we saw with the split-up teams and the rising stars, that is definitely not the answer. I don't think anybody has a great one, but what I can tell you, all the years watching all these games, and you and I saw so many of those Bulls-Heat games going back 10, 15 years, I can't remember a time when I talked to my friends who aren't in the NBA bubble, who are not following the regular season anymore the way they used to.
Yeah.
And that, for me, as somebody who's loved the NBA my entire life, it is really strange to hear because they're just not picking up the casual fans like they might have 15, 20 years ago.
So they have the contracts, obviously, with big money, and they're bidding against each other and jacking the price up. But at the same time, as you said, the numbers can't be great. So I got to ask you, Giannis came up with this USA versus the world. I think the commissioner, who's been very player-friendly, has got to take a look at that, doesn't he, to potentially try that or no?
I think it could work as a one or two off, but Joe, just like in hockey, it's like they've tried all these different things prior to this Four Nations deal. I think U.S. versus the world would work, but I don't think it would work long term. The hardest part in all of this is there are some ideas that could be solid once, twice, but I think we all agree all we really want is for the players to try.
That's it.
And at some point, they stop trying in the All-Star game. And I tell you, as somebody who professionally makes their livelihood based on covering the league, the hardest part for me, again, is when you watch most regular season games, you kind of go, all right, like how much is on the line tonight? Yeah. It just feels like sometimes everybody's going through the motions. The playoffs, they're still awesome. Why do people click in the playoffs? Because it means something.
Right.
And they know that all these guys are giving everything they've got in those moments. But there are just too many games. There should never be a back-to-back again. And as far as the All-Star game goes, it's not going anywhere because it's such a huge moneymaker for the NBA. But I don't know if U.S. versus the world is a long-term thing.
Well, I'll leave you one more thing, and I'll leave the weekend alone. We used to love the three-point contest, and now we got a G League guy that wins it every year. I don't think that's good for business when we got some good young stars that hit their head on the rim every night when they're playing, can't get involved to go out and do it. Why wouldn't those guys want to try to win one of those? All the great players, Michael Jordan even, why would those guys not want to? I don't think LeBron's ever done one. Why would they not want to do one?
Joe, in the era of social media, I think a large part of it is they don't want to mess up and have it live on forever and get made fun of because their dunk didn't go off the right way. There is a competitive aspect to especially that dunk contest where guys just don't want to be embarrassed. They feel like I'm going to put myself out there and it may not go well, and then everybody's going to make fun of the fact that I got on to the stage and I didn't live up to the moment. And I'm not saying it's right, but I think that is a prevailing theme. Mac McClung, I'm with you. I saw, a G-Leaguer was in there originally. I went, really? I mean, come on. But to his credit, he has been awesome in the dunk contest. Yeah. He's gotten people to care about them. And I hope, as a fan, that it's made – we saw the tweets come out. I mean, that's worth nothing because LeBron years ago was like, yeah, I'm going to do it next year. Never did. Maybe it makes some of those higher caliber guys want to be in that and try to put on a show.
Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your new home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.
All right, Nick, we're going in second half of the season now. And before we get to the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Golden State, now it's Jimmy and Steph, and Draymond's all jacked up, and they're 28 and 27. So how far can they go with Jimmy Butler, who looks like he's motivated again and he got his joy back?
Yeah, it's funny how that works with all that money.
That does it, Nick.
It's always funny how that works. I will say this, Joe. I've covered Jimmy since the night he came into the league. I absolutely thought, going back months and months, that if he landed in Golden State, it would work. And people in Miami were like, huh? What? You know, the breakup always looks the same with Jimmy. Go back to Chicago and Minnesota and Philly. They didn't re-sign him. And now Miami, respect for Jimmy comes in getting the next contract. So the second that Pat Riley and the ownership group and Arisons, they didn't give him that next deal, Jimmy, for better or worse, just checked out.
Yes,
and
he
I
did.
I don't think that was the right way to handle it. I'm just telling you, with Jimmy Butler forever, if you pay him what he feels that he is worth, he will give you that effort almost every night. And I think the problem for the Heat was that Jimmy sat there those last few runs, and you and I had the conversations through the last few years, and that Jimmy carried those teams to the finals. And he was like, get me a little more help. And that team always kind of looked the same, at least in the last couple of years. As great as Bam is, and as much as Hero's coming along, there just wasn't that extra help that he was looking for. So now he has it with the Warriors. He respects the hell out of Steph and Draymond. Those are two Hall of Famers. I don't believe they're going to win another title. But, Joe, I've always felt – I know what Draymond said the other night. Oh, we're going to win a championship. I've always felt the Warriors' best chance now was next year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because what will happen is they'll play with Jimmy, they'll find a rhythm somewhere, and they'll get to, you know, maybe the second round, maxing out with this group. But going to next summer, you can make another move or two. Got to figure out what happens with Jonathan Kuminga and his new deal going forward, but they have some first-round picks in the future that are always attractive to teams. I think there's a chance the Warriors can still add one more piece to go with Jimmy, Steph, potentially Draymond, and then you get the best version of whatever that group will be. But like everybody else, I'm curious to see what happens now that Jimmy's in this new phase. Yep. He's got the money and the respect that comes with it, and I think he is really motivated to show what he can do again.
Nick, so the Heat's in here 25-28. You mentioned Tyler Hero averaging almost 24 points a night. They get Andrew Wiggins now. What can we expect once Andrew Wiggins starts to get a little more comfortable in this offense? What should we expect from him?
Joe, I saw a lot of Wiggins games in Minnesota, and the hardest part with Andrew is you just were never sure exactly what type of player was going to show up. There were some nights he was unbelievable, the best guy on the floor. There were other nights he was just kind of an afterthought. He gets to Golden State in the culture the Warriors build around Steph, and he was the second-best player on that title team in that playoff run. Right. I mean, he was awesome. The problem is you go back to the last couple of years, it's the same kind of deal. I mean, defensively, he's very solid, but offensively, he would have some big games, and then he would just kind of disappear in other games. The culture that you guys know all about and is so talked about in Miami, I think will help push Andrew a little bit and will motivate him. But he's just not usually a difference maker every single night. And that's the difference between Jimmy and Andrew, and that's why I'm sure you saw that Brian Windhorst story from a few weeks ago, but that was what made it so fascinating to me. And Jimmy's telling Riley, Wiggins is the best player I've ever played with. So the talent is always there. It's always been there. It's just a matter of the production on a nightly basis.
So the Heat 25-28 and got some catching up here to do in the second half. You think they can get a good enough record to get out of the play-in and get one of those top six spots? Hawkins, Rozier, not playing great so far, really struggling. Can they do it around what they have right now?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be right in that play-in group again. I mean, Joe, we've watched the evolution of Bam, but as great as he is, he's still never going to be a guy you're going to hand the ball to and be like, okay, make it happen. Right. I think that's the thing that scares me the most if you're a Heat fan, is that they have some really nice pieces. They have a group that we know is going to play really hard every night. Eric Spoelstra really is one of the best coaches in the game. They just don't have a lot of those game-changing guys, and that's why the Jimmy thing was so interesting, because for as much of a pain in the butt as Jimmy can be, and I've seen it for years and years, Jimmy can still be the guy that can carry everybody, and you hand him the ball and you say, go make it happen, and he usually does. The thing that Miami just doesn't have now is exactly that type of player. Yeah.
Nick, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you spending some extra time with us this morning. Take care, and it's great having you back with us. Thank you.
Yo, I miss you, and anytime you need me, I'll be here. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Nick Friedell joining us. Nice enough to join us, NBA Insider.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.
All right, so there's a guy that's covering it and says, we got a problem.
Everybody's trying to figure it out.
We got an NBA. I'm sure Pat Ryan and all the rest of them going, besides problems I got on my team, we got a problem as a league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we talk about the All-Star game, and that's a one-off. But really, they got to get to the crux of the matter of those 82 games that you play to get to the playoffs and make somehow find a way to make those games meaningful so people want to get their eyeballs on them.
We got Jovo. We were able to track Jovo down. We're going to have him coming up at 9 o'clock here for a few minutes. He'll join us here. Are we going to be able to get caught up with Chef this morning?
I think we may have passed the Chef's time. Let me throw a text to him and see if
I got to get a little Chef in here today. I got to get a little Chef here before. Restaurant is absolutely killing it. I told you, Bo, over the weekend, I had heard more compliments about Catch and Cut in Los Olas. It's only been open a few weeks, seafood and stone crabs and prime steaks, the whole thing. But Chef Andre is a superstar, what he's doing.
Yes, he's doing great work. You know, it's everyone talks about the stone crabs, but he's put together a menu that's diverse, you know, the seafood.
It's unbelievable, man.
And let me tell you what.
They talk about the waiters you brought in, pros,
no doubt.
And by the way, I didn't know this. In that business, people follow around when you have a good waiter with good food. Follow them around.
Yeah, I've been in there, and I see some of the servers, they'll go over to the bar and see someone over at the bar and go and have a conversation with them because they've been in a couple nights before.
It's funny.
And they develop a relationship. And you know what? It's For the diner, for the customer, you come in, guy knows your name, guy knows what you like.
Yeah.
Guy's not, hey, you want this again, you want that again?
Remembers your drink.
Yeah.
Pros, man.
Yeah, that's the way I think when you get to a level like that, I think that's what people are looking for.
That's strong. That is strong. Hey, 9 o'clock hour coming up. Ed Jovanovski, former Panther, TV analyst, gonna join us, but first I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about Loctite Impact. I'm talking about Chev, the CEO, who's got a strong message for everybody every day. Hurricane season's right around the corner again. Protect your home now with Loctite Impact. Windows, doors, and roofing, they do it all for you, man. They do. One-stop shop to get it all done. Quality. South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals. You can replace your old roof and windows now with zero down, 100% financing. Get Impact Windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact Pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation as easily as 1, 2, 3. They just get it all done for you. So visit LoctiteImpact.com. Get more information. See the work they're doing there in West Broward, covering all of South Florida for you. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com to get that information, or you can always just call 954-500-LOCK. Those Loctite Impact employees are waiting for your call to get started for you today.